I was told the first manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one of the professors who helped me.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my job to the electronics and the telecommunication research institute, ETRI.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a total program manager. So under my authority, university, research institute, manufacturing industry, mm-hmm. and also operators mm-hmm. like that. So that was really thrilling experience because mm-hmm. I have utilized everything what I got from the experience of the ADD, mm-hmm. Agency for Defense Development. So successfully done. That time, nobody believed that this could be done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so fortunate. I had such a young, dedicated engineers. We have some engineers, but they are all trained how to operate, not how to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So I approached really drastic, some sense, very radical way.
Mm-hmm.
I take all the old experience, mainly dedicated to how to operate. I don't need such people. I rather need a young, fresh brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I just recruit many just out of the school, young the engineers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that I've done. Then I served 7 years for Korea Telecommunication Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was nominated by the President of the Republic of Korea as a Vice Minister of Science and Technology in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
So I served 2 years. And after my Vice Minister job, government assigned me to KIST
mm-hmm.
as a President of the Korea Institute of Science and Technology.
Oh, hadn't KIST been split up at that point into ETRI and its component?
No. The KIST is largest university. That's not like ETRI.
Mm-hmm.
ETRI is just dedicated only to telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
This is a general,
right?
Basic research mm-hmm. and applied science and other environmental, taking of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even agency food is the same way. It's starting with everything like the food, the fatigue, mm-hmm. and rifle, gun, missile,
mm-hmm.
and electronic warfare, and telecommunication, power plant. That has every single the items
mm-hmm.
which is needed by soldiers
right.
needing battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
KIST the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It is just dedicated only to electronics
mm-hmm.
and telecommunication. So then I had a second chance to back to the university to teach after my service, 2 years of service in KIST.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had another call from Minister of Communication that time. Okay, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We started CDMA, which is a code division multiple access type of the cellular radio development, but we goofed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in trouble. So like you helped us when we started digital switching system development, why don't you come again, take care of all the garbage up and start again? So
mm-hmm.
I took that job in 1993,
mm-hmm.
September. So coming September, a week later, it will be full 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So also, luckily, I successfully managed this project. So it's now commercialized. We started our commercialization of the CDMA, digital cellular service.
Mm-hmm.
Really, as a commercial service for the first time in the history. This is a genetic technology from originally military technology,
mm-hmm.
Spread the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But the Qualcomm company in San Diego, California, they commercialized as a basic idea.
Mm-hmm.
But we borrowed it to really make a commercially successful system.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now 200,000 subscribers now.
Mm-hmm.
So I will let you try the phone later
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very quick brief up to now.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with the IEEE, I was a student member when I was at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a member of Eta Kappa Nu, mm-hmm. Honor Society for EEE.
Right.
So since then, I've been member of the IEEE, how many years? Starting with 1960, that means what? 30-some years.
Mm-hmm.
I became a student member, then member, senior member
mm-hmm.
of the IEEE. So when I was nominated as a fellow of the IEEE, there are several gentlemen really helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that time, in Korea, no single IEEE fellow.
Really?
All other Koreans who was, who has been IEEE member was in, all in United States based.
Mm-hmm.
There are many professors, but there's nobody in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I was so thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But your, you know, the Defense Secretary, William Perry, he's mm-hmm. also one of the gentlemen he nominated.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So because when I was working with the Agency for Defense Development, he was Undersecretary for DDR&E,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Defense the, Engineering and Research
mm-hmm.
for DOD at the time. So I had also a good friend from the U.S. Army, Mr. Clyde D. Hardin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was an assistant, you know, secretary for R&D for the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can.
Clayton Harding.
Clyde D. Hardin.
Oh, Clyde D. Hardin.
Yeah, he's also a fellow at IEEE.
Right.
So I had a good, really, relationship with the United States in the IEEE, you know, the community.
Mm-hmm.
So then I taught Seoul National University,
mm-hmm.
Korea University, and Chungang University. So
mm-hmm.
I've been giving lectures over
mm-hmm.
time. So this is a regular one. So irregularly, I also give them some lectures to the Defense War College or mm-hmm. Army War College, that kind of stuff.